Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio has been one of the leaders in the Bay Area in trying to stimulate interest in light rail. And now Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp is right behind her. In the second part of our interview with the local Republican, Sharp told WMNF about his own journey from being a skeptic to now being a convert and extolling the virtues of public transit.
Well, I've always been fascinated with transit systems, but I've also recognized that they're very expensive and that if you don't do them right, you want to talk about cynicism, tax people $3, $4, $5 billion, waste that money, watch the system fail, and then you'll see real cynicism. And so I've felt that in order for us to be successful and for the people who are working very hard and really don't have a lot of discretionary income, and they're saying, how are you government spending our money? We have an obligation to do it right. So I went from being a skeptic to being somebody who recognized after talking with all these companies, one of the things that I think your listeners, I hope, will recognize is important as well. We've got to bring the right type of jobs to this region. You know, young people, they go to school here. We've got a good school system. They graduate, they go on to college, and then when they start thinking about how they're going to get a job that will help them pay off their college loan, and they want to live in an exciting, vibrant place, well, they go out to the West Coast. They might go up to Boston. They might come down to Atlanta, but they never really think about staying here in Tampa. We want Tampa and the Tampa Bay region to be a place where the best and the brightest want to come and live. And in order to make our community kind of like, you know, Richard Florida's written books about, you know, who's your community, I think is his latest book, and the creative class and such. Well, we want to create an environment where people want to come and work and think and live and play. We've got to, as government, provide the type of services and infrastructure that will help these people do their work and be more efficient and effective. Well, one of the things that you have to have is a transit system. Every time I've talked to companies about relocating out in the USF area, their question is, well, how long will it take me to get from USF to your airport? Or I'd like to work at USF, but I want to live downtown. Well, you got to jump on the interstate to do that right now. But if we show them a transit system, they're going to start to want to come here and live here, and then they might live downtown. Then you'll get the density. Everyone says downtown Tampa doesn't have the density. Well, that's because they don't have a transportation system that can take you from here to there. You provide that transit system, downtown's going to be able to support a transit system that will work, that will pay for itself. And so I'm really excited about the opportunities we have. Again, we've got to get the right people planning. We've got to get our political leadership behind this. But I think that if we do, the citizens will support it.
Again, we're speaking with Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp. And Commissioner Sharp, you are one of seven on that board that will ultimately decide whether to put a referendum up, a tax for people to vote on this issue in the upcoming years, I'm guessing. It's not going to happen in 2008, certainly. Or is it?
No, not likely. And that was the other frustration I had with the MPO. When I was first elected in 2004. And soon after, I went and said, okay, now if we're going to be successful with a referendum, you know, what do we need to do and how soon can we get it on? And I was told, well, obviously, 2006 is a little soon, but certainly by 2008. Well, here we are at 2008, and we're not even close to having a referendum on the ballot, not one I would support, because, again, I'm not putting something on the ballot that's going to cost a lot of money that's ill-conceived. So I said, well, my gosh, when could we have something on the ballot? Well, I was told, probably 2010, but I kind of it was inferred that it might be 2012. And I'll tell you, that kind of frustrated me. I'm like, wait a minute, I've been here since 2004. Now you're telling me it's going to be 2012.
And you were talking to MPO people?
I was talking to a lot of folks.
Okay.
And it was coming back to me that we weren't doing the right things to be ready for 2010. I've said I'm going to be prepared by 2010. So that means, you know, we got to get the right people on the bus who are going to work with us to make sure we're prepared. If we do that, look, this is a very conservative board. I'm a conservative, but it's conservative in the sense that we're very cautious about how we spend money and what we get behind. I will support it, and I think the other board members would support it if the facts are there that show this will work and the public speaks up and says, we believe. And that's a very important thing. And so that's why I believe that many of the critics that we've had, I've been working with them, talking to them. They've got to be brought into the process. This process is going to be in the sunshine. People have got to see it and be part of it, and then they'll believe in it. And so I think we've made some mistakes on this board in the past by the way we've done things, or, you know, sometimes it's just you don't intend it, but it just comes off wrong. And so we've got to do a better job of bringing people in, gaining trust. And if you do that, then I think the citizens will rally behind it. And if the citizens rally behind it, it's going to be very hard for anybody, I think, to get to say no.